All right, let me jump on over here to my opening monologue. There's been some things happening down in Montgomery that I'll incorporate with this statement, but first I'll just remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers like this huge swath of ground across North Alabama. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations in and around the Birmingham area. Their newest one is in Helena. Look, they're open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages. Southern Immediate Care, daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right. All you old school Army guys, I know you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. All you old school Army guys have probably had that time where you had to get your official Department of the Army photo made for your personnel file. Your official DA photo. And you put on your best Class A uniform, you polished up your brass, spit shine your low quarters, and make sure your hair is in regulation, and you head down to the official DA photo shop. Oh, yeah. And the DA photo labs, they had some guys that were like, by the book, don't talk to me, just stand there. Then they had other guys that were like, we'll help you out. They would do things like, you know, tape the seams so that your jacket doesn't flap. They would pull things back and tighten it up. They would do things around your collar to make sure it didn't look like your collar was gapping. But then they would do more than that. I mean, I knew one guy who would tape down your lapels, pin back your jacket so everything looked trim and neat in the photo. But yeah, some of these guys, though, they would help out the dudes who were pushing the limits on their body fat regulations, work in some old school graphic design magic, make them look thinner in the picture so the promotion board would see them as being different than what they really were. Hey, how'd old Bob get picked up by the board for promotion? We can all see he's been eating too many Twinkies. Yep, photo lab magic. That's how. It was sort of the Army version of catfishing. You've heard of catfishing, right? Not the real catfishing, like you reel them in on a line while you're out there bobbing a cork in the water. I'm talking about catfishing, which has taken on a whole new meaning in our society, a slang word. It refers to the creation of a fictitious persona, usually online. Folks create an image of themselves to mislead somebody else into a dating relationship or to commit some kind of fraud or extortion. Catfishing. There's even a show about it where they hunt down the fakers, the catfishers, and they confront them. Fake photos, fake resumes, fake storylines. It's wrong. It's immoral. It can even be illegal. They put it out there that they are really all that, and when you meet them in person, they are really something different. So hold that thought, though, and let me ask you this, and combine two analogies into one. You ever seen the movie The Hunger Games? It's actually a series of movies based off the best-selling novels of the same name. So the story doesn't actually say it, but it's about a dystopian world that's featured in The Hunger Games, a post-apocalyptic version of what some believe is the United States. But you kind of gather that fact. You kind of figure out where they are as the story progresses. And the world as we know it is a series in the movie of semi-isolated, somewhat third-world versions of portions of what we now call the United States. And each of these isolated zones are called districts. And the one ruling district is called the Capital. The Capital controls everything. The Capital controls the local economies. The Capital controls the narratives. The Capital just plain controls. I won't tell the whole story, it's not my point, but what I do want to point out is, in the Capital's desperate need for control, what they did to one of the main characters, a character named PETA. At one point, PETA was captured by the Capital, and they did who knows what to him. What we do know is they put fake memories in his head. They put fake impressions, so much so that he had a hard time discerning what was real and what was not real. In fact, he would struggle to do so and actually look at one of the other characters and ask, real or not real? But all he could do was trust what they told him. He could no longer tell for himself what was real and wasn't real. It was as if he had a permanent version of man-made delusional schizophrenia. It made his character pretty pitiful for a while. It made him untrustworthy. And of course, it also made the Capital seem even more evil for doing that to him. Real? Not real. What horrible thing for one person to do to another, right? Well, the problem that we have right now, though, in real life, here, is that it's becoming something that we see every day as citizens are having to face what the Capital is doing. Let me take some of those examples here. Examples of things that I know you and I represent as being mistruths and bring them back to everyday life. When you and I see men who want to dress up like women and read stories to children, we know that we're seeing a problem. We know this does not ring true. In fact, it's just plain creepy. If someone is a so-called drag queen or cottons to the notion that transgenderism is real, let me tell you something. All they're doing is trying to catfish society. They are nothing more than fakers. and we are not going to participate in that delusion. But just like in the Hunger Games, we have a capital out there that is determined to help perpetrate the altered state of reality by giving credence to the lies. With every day that goes by, we see more and more coming out of the Biden administration that challenges the very norms of our society and pushes the lie that what is fake is really real. It's a harmful, government-sponsored fake narrative that causes some who are more susceptible to have to pause and ask, real? Not real? Yesterday in Montgomery, a state house committee considered a bill that was primarily designed to address the issue of obscene and sexually explicit books in the children's section of public libraries. But the bill, though, would also add a definition to what our state calls sexual conduct laws that would address drag queen shows with children. Specifically, and here's the verbiage, you ready for this? Specifically, the bill, if passed into law, would prohibit, quote, any sexual or gender-oriented material that knowingly exposes minors to persons who are dressed in sexually revealing, exaggerated, or provocative clothing or costumes, or are stripping, or engaged in lewd or lascivious dancing, presentations, or activities in K-12 public schools, public libraries, and other public places where minors are expected and are known to be present without parental consent. Wow. All right. What I just read to you sounds like it ought to be common sense. But in the catfish world that we live in right now, even in good old red state Alabama, the catfish apologists, they were out in force. There were several people who spoke against that bill yesterday. Several opponents spoke at the public hearing, and they decried the notion that there was any need to have to prevent grown men from catfishing their way into the minds of young children. I mean, what could be wrong with a man dressed provocatively in front of kids? Come on! I'm glad to say, though, that even though Democrats all voted against the bill, that Republicans voted unanimously to move it forward. It came out of committee and now moves to the House floor. State Representative Scott Stothagen, he spoke up pretty strongly when the speakers tried to equate the bill with censorship. And he said this, here's his quote. He said, quote, for the record, if no kids were involved in the situation, we would not be in this situation. If things were not being exposed to kids, we wouldn't be here. If it was adults, this would not be a problem. If it's adults in their home, this would not be a problem. When you bring kids, and yes, it is grooming them, when you bring kids and you're pushing something like this that is sexual intent, with a man showing himself to be the opposite gender to a child, then you are grooming them to be an acceptance of that, and it is unacceptable. Well, he was spot on. Listen, there should be no place in our society for that behavior. If we as a society get to the point that the fakers and the catfish, the drag queens and the so-called transgenders, are so commonly accepted, then we as a society will begin to disregard everything that we don't know when is what is real or not real. We will have devolved to the point that nothing else matters anymore. In essence, if nothing can be said to be real, then nothing can be said to be unreal. And therefore, nothing can be done one way or the other, so the world just stops trying to pursue actual accountability. And everything goes. Because if everything's real, then nothing is. Good luck trying to hold people accountable for their actions in a world like that. You don't let the catfish get away with it. You don't let people fake their identities and get away with it. You shouldn't have people faking how they look for a promotion board in the military and get away with it. And oh, by the way, you should not have men dressing up as women, reading books to kids, and pretending that it's okay and just normal to do it. The left is creating a dystopian, forced societal schizophrenia where we find ourselves asking constantly, real or not real? We better get a hold of this right now while we still can. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it. I call that one catfishing. That debate took place yesterday in a House committee down in Montgomery. It was a worthy debate. But the fact that we have to debate it at all is amazing. I mean, people stood up there straight-faced and said, you can't pass this bill. You're just trying to make us out like we're all pedophiles. Well, if you're dressing up in front of kids and pretending you're a woman, then yep, we are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.